Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out all the things that we have there for you to help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. He's with the alternative boards is part of his gig. He's a management expert. His business is Management Performance Network. John, tell us your website. Give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
Well, you can find us at MPN for Management Performance Network, Inc., Incorporated, MPNINC.com. Or you can find the Alternative Board nationally at thealternativeboard.com.
All right. So check it out and see what you find there. You can find your books there too, can't they, John?
Yes. So, yeah, at MPN you can get it, or you can go straight to Amazon. They have 11 things you absolutely need to know about selling your business.
All right.
Down in the second edition. We put the second edition out about 3 months ago.
Congratulations. I don't have my copy of the second edition, by the way, yet.
Yes, you do.
I do. I don't. Are you sure?
I better fire another
you
one
better
off.
Better fire another one off there. Don't forget to autograph.
You've got a boss in your vast staff out there.
Hey, John, one of the things you've been working on is how to get a second in command up to speed to take some of the execution stuff off of the owner, so the owner can be more of a visionary. What do you think?
Yeah, we've become really excited about this. This started with a book, and I want to make sure we give full credit to Larry Linney.
Right.
He wrote a book called Make the Noise Go Away, and it's about the role of a second in command and his importance in the business, his or her, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we run a group of key executives. We have a board of number twos, and they got very excited about it, and they started going back to their owners and doing the things in the book, and the owners got very excited about it. And I'm glad to say that Larry has come out with a training program called the Noise Reduction Program.
Mm-hmm.
That instead of teaching the owner how to delegate better, which everybody goes after is the first, well, you've got to learn to delegate
right.
better. The purpose of this is to go out to second in command and teach them how to approach the owner and say, I can take this from you, I can take that from you, mm-hmm. I can relieve you of this. You go do what you're good at.
You're talking about hiring, but you got to hire somebody who can do that.
Yes.
You're talking ownership, not only ownership, you're talking about somebody who seeks ownership, not just who takes ownership, but who seeks it.
Right, and not necessarily equity ownership.
No, I'm not talking about equity. I'm talking about ownership of their responsibility.
Right, and usually the second-in-command see themselves as taking a great deal of responsibility, but there's
right.
a ceiling that they don't go past. And this mm-hmm. is about teaching them to ask the owner what's keeping them up at night.
Right.
And what they can do to make that better.
Do you think some small business owners are reluctant to vest that kind of authority in someone for fear that they'll go out on their own and compete with them?
Yes. And that's a common issue,
and it's a real concern. It's something is a concern,
and you've got to have a career path for that second in command. You've got to understand where they're going to wind up and be able to tell them that they've got a future. The problem is, people go out on their own because they see no future staying
right.
as a number two forever.
Right. Right. Yeah, an entrepreneurial employee is an employee who wants to take risks with your money.
Right. Right.
That's what
finding
you need.
That number two is the biggest challenge. And I tell you, people who are reluctant to have a number two, who are in our tab boards and see the result of another owner that has an effective second in command that's really helping him run the company,
right.
Are all over it. I mean, they get it right away.
Right. And so the key is to find, you got to hire the right people. And it might not be the person that you thought was going to be that person all the years, right? That person might be a pretty good manager, but not necessarily a good executive.
Sure. And they might not have your last name.
Well, that's true.
Which is a problem in a lot of businesses.
Some people do. Nepotism is alive and well.
But the a lot of the business owners tell me, well, they don't know how to make the important decisions. Uh-huh. Well, are you teaching them how to make the important decisions?
Right. And you got to give them the authority too. I mean, you got to let them practice it, right? I mean, you got to allow them to make mistakes.
Yes, they're going to make mistakes. That's how they get experience. Nobody gets experience by having you jump in every time and say, no, don't do
right.
that.
And that's when they make a mistake, they have to be confident that you're not going to fire them, but instead you're going to say, okay, what did we learn?
Right. But part of this, an interesting chapter in this training, in this book, is they have to understand that when they do make a mistake, it's still your consequence.
Mm-hmm.
As the owner, you know, you may say, that's okay, we'll take it as a learning experience, but it can be a very expensive learning experience for you, and you're going to pay for it, and they have to feel that.
Well, and this comes back to what we talked about previously, which is the incentives. You know, they need to be, this kind of performance from this second in command needs to be compensated accordingly,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
And when you get to that level, if you're truly talking about a second in command, I believe the only appropriate incentive is based on the profitability of the company.
Yeah, no question. The overall profitability, the macro picture. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Give us the website quickly one more time.
MPNINC.com or the Alternative Board.
All right, check it out. And thanks, John, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks a lot.
See you next time. John Dini, ladies and gentlemen, D-I-N-I. If you're Googling him, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.